We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are all endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles, and organizing its power in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. This is a passage from the Declaration of Independence. I bring up such a passage because we, as a people, have forgotten our roots. Too long have we been sitting here saying, there is nothing I can do. Too long have we waited around for change, waiting on false promises of a government which is governed by money rather than people. There is no doubt in my mind that our government has become destructive. They have destroyed the voice of the people, they have destroyed the basic principles of freedom, but most of all, they have destroyed our foundations. Our foundations, based off the prosecution of our founding fathers, were to create a governed society where all people had the equal right to pursue happiness. Our foundations, corrupted by money, have been twisted and altered to make people believe that we are free. That we are still free to make our own choices. But this is a lie that we have been told over the recent years. There is no choice in a father that has to decide whether he wants to work 7 days a week overtime or lose his job. Such false ideas of choice have been created by corporations, which only function is to make money at the cost of the people who it employs. But we are the people who it employs, and we are forced to live by their decision. Our government, our food, our homes, our clothes, and our cars are owned by these corporations, and such corporations have no morals, and our interests are not in their minds. Our idea of freedom has been obscured by a slow-changing mindset, a mindset created by the same corporations who own the media. We have become accustomed to the idea that money and freedom are one and the same. This idea was created by people who wish to keep their multi-billion dollar industries running. This is not a land of equality, because to be equal means to have the same chances at life. This society that we live in, we have let them create for us, does not hold such chances. Capitalism has led to a dramatic change in the lifestyles in which we are living. It has also evolved into globalization. Our founding system was based on the idea that many shall benefit at the price of a few who choose to sacrifice. This new system, like many others, is made to benefit a few at the price of many who are forced to sacrifice. They are forced to sacrifice their time away from their families. They are forced to sacrifice their energy for work. And they are forced to sacrifice their freedom for labor. The only difference from this system and the many others is that it hides behind the previous system that governed us so well, the freedom in which we lived. So I ask you now, what are you willing to do? The system we are supposed to be fighting for in Iraq, in Afghanistan, around the world, has been slowly taken from us and replaced with a system which does not have your interest in mind. What are you willing to do? I have seen many people ask themselves this question, but they can never answer it. They sit, they complain, they fight, and they argue, yet they cannot answer the simple question of what are you willing to do? We complain about oil profits. We complain about illegal immigration. We complain about our educational system, but what are we willing to do? Furthermore, how are you going to show this? We can fight all we want, but without actions behind such words, the freedom of speech means nothing. It stands for nothing if you are willing to speak your mind but not act on its behalf. What has our society come to if we are not even willing to secure our own freedom? We are becoming the Shakespearean heroes of the world. How so, do you ask? We hold great importance to this world because we are in a very powerful position. We were once a great society, but our flaws are leading to our own demise. Now it is our choice whether we wish to fulfill this role as the Shakespearean hero of the world or change ourselves. Now is the time to decide if we want such flaws to lead to the death of our nation. Now is the time we must act or forever seal our fate. This decision to do nothing is without a doubt the worst decision we could possibly make. It is on us now to lead our nation rather than let it be overrun with corruption and greed. Before I end this speech, please understand that I do not hate the CEOs or individual people of such corporations. It is the businesses which have led to the erosion of our basic principles of living which I despise. Such a system can only ultimately lead to our downfall. We must stand together in peace as one nation, regardless of race, religion, or political views. There is one thing we can all unite under, and that is the right to live. This right, beyond all else, is a reason to unite and put aside our previous vendettas. Thank you.